Okay, we'll start Pashas Shemais. So, if you look in the Chumash, not much biographical detail is in Pashas Shemais about Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, there's something very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu is born, right? He is hidden away for 3 months. Then they put him into the Suf. Okay, and then the story is Vatetatsava Chese Merachoik Ledea Mayasoloi, and then Baspare discovers him, etc. Okay, then the Torah says that the mother nursed Moshe, and after a while it says that Bisya Baspare took over and raised Moshe. Vayigdal Hayelad Vatavielu Bas. Alright, then Moshe grows up. So how old is Moshe here? Ramban says he was less than Bar Mitzvah. He wasn't yet Bar Mitzvah. And he sees that a Mitzri is hitting a Jew and Moshe Rabbeinu kills the Mitzri. Right, he had halachic, the Brisk Rav goes into the halachic grounds of why Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to kill him. He was not allowed to kill him b'yadayim, but he was allowed to kill him b'shem ha-mefarish. That's why it says ha-lehegeni ha-ta-omer, and Rashi says he killed him b'shem ha-mefarish. Because halach is if you, a guy, akum, that's make Yisrael, he's chayv misa, but you don't kill him, you give it over to Shemayim. Okay, so then someone snitches on Moshe. And they say to him, you're going to kill us like you killed the Mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away. Okay, then later it says, Moshe Rabbeinu came to this place and he sees these girls there and the men are bothering them, and Moshe Rabbeinu steps up, okay, and he marries Tzipora. Okay, now we know Moshe Rabbeinu took the Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim when Moshe Rabbeinu was 80. Okay, Ramban says that he married Tzipora all the way at the end, right before he came back to Mitzrayim. That means the Torah were missing 60 years of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Right, from the time he's Bar Mitzvah, from when this happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu was on the run for 60 years. It's a very interesting thing. It doesn't say much about Moshe Rabbeinu. As you learn the Torah, you see different meters. The Torah is Meir Vish Moshe Anu Miyad Mikaladim Ashar Pnei Adam. We see Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Anav. We see that he's the greatest Navi. And the Rambam in Shemayin Prakim says, in order to be a Navi, you have to perfect yourself totally. But we're missing a gap of 60 years of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. It's interesting to start looking into the beginning of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's born, exactly what his defining meters are. So, if you take a look at it, the first thing the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu is...
There's a 60-year gap.
6 years, because Ramban says he wasn't yet Bar Mitzvah when he saw the two Jews fighting.
Dasan
and Aviram, Rashi says, and they ratted on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had to flee from Paray. And then he was 80 when he took Klai Yisrael back at Mitzrayim. Ramban says there's a 60-year missing gap. Where was he? What? He wasn't Midian, was at the end of 60 years.
There's
Chazal's about the Ramban.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Ramban said, the Chassam Sefer is Medaik, that Mi Samchal Ish Sar V'Shefer Aleinu. Who's the Ish? Okay, so he wasn't yet Bar Mitzvah. And Ramban says that it's not mistaber to say that during those 6 years he was living near Mitzrayim in Midian, because someone who's a fugitive tries to go far away and doesn't hang around, right? If you're on the run from America, you're not on the border.
Yeah.
So Moshe Rabbeinu was running from place to place, 6 years. Okay, so it doesn't really say what exactly was his story. But it does say that Vayigdal Hayelad Vatvi Lebaspai Viti Levin Vatigash Moshe Vatomi Kiminamai Mishisiu. Then it says Vahibi Yom Mehem. So again, this is Moshe's early life, early as a child. Let's assume he's 12. Vahibi Yom Mehem Vayida Moshe Vayesa Lechov Vayar Bisiv Leisam. So this is one of the first things we see about Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Vayar Bisiv Leisam, that he goes out to see their burdens, which is very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu was being raised in the most unbelievable set of circumstances. The Egyptian empire at that time was at its zenith. It was the greatest empire of the world. He's being raised. I one time saw like a National Geographic depicting how it was in Paro's palace. So you have a person sitting there, and you have four slaves fanning them with ostrich feathers. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu grew up that way. There's different reasons why it was necessary this way, but, you know, that he could talk to people high up and not be intimidated by Paro. Paro was this crazy tyrant, dictator. Moshe Rabbeinu was intimidated by him. He grew up there. He wasn't intimidated. Anyways, first thing you see about Moshe is Vayarbis of Lysim. He goes out, so he had empathy. So even though he himself was raised in the most opulent set of circumstances, he himself has that empathy to go out, Vayarbis of Lysim. Okay, and also the pasuk says Vayetz Lechav. He identified them as his brothers. He wasn't being raised in a Jewish home. He was nursed by his mother, but as soon as his mother stopped nursing him, his mother already died, right? If you think about the Cheshvan, his mother had to die. Yocheved was born Ben Achaimus, Rashi says in Parshas Vayechi. Now, we know Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, it was in Mitzrayim for 210 years, right? 210 years. Yocheved, Rashi says, was born Ben Achaimus. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80. So she died at 130. Rashi makes this Chesed Lassi Parshas. So when she was born the year Moshe Rabbeinu died, according to this Cheshvan. So she didn't spend, his biological mother didn't spend too much time with her son. Okay? Yes, that one year had a tremendous reishim on who Moshe Rabbeinu became, of course. But the reality is, Moshe Rabbeinu was raised in the house of Paro, in the palace of Paro. I can't believe that they were makbar on all the chumras of tzinius that you find in all the kehilas Kaddish B'Yisrael. Okay? It must have been a terrible situation there. All right? And they had all the money and all the wealth and all the... The kings had harems, and who knows what was walking around there. Anyway, so Moshe Rabbeinu, but he still had empathy for his brothers. Vayarbis of Lysim, Vayarish is Mitzri Make Ish Ivri Meyachov. Now, I personally think that another defining meed of Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu, right after Egel, says, if you're not Michael Klai Yisrael, Mocheni no Misificha. It's a myriadic statement to make, but I want to point out something. I saw in the sefer from Rabbi Yosher Ber Salvechik, the halachic man. He said that he heard from his uncle Rabbi Meir Berlin. You know who Meir Berlin was? Chaim Berlin, the Netziv, had two sons. One was a big rav. Well, a big rav was the Rabbi Chaim Berlin. The yeshiva was named after him. And then there's a street in Israel called Bar Ilan, right? The Bar Ilan was Meir Berlin. It was the Netziv's son. He was more Mizrahi than his brother Chaim Berlin. But anyways, so Rabbi Yosher Ben Salvechik said, I heard from my uncle, Rabbi Meir Berlin. They asked Rabbi Chaim, he said, Rabbi Meir Berlin asked Rabbi Chaim, what is the defining meat of what a Rav should be? Okay, if your shul's looking for Rav, it's very important. Okay, so should he be the biggest Talmid Chacham? Should he know how to give good drushes? A big Bal Musar? Like, how would you say, what's the midah that a Rav should have? Right, I always ask this to Baal HaBatim when they're looking for a Rav. They don't really know what they're looking for, by the way. Really what they want is they should have someone to speak by their simcha, tell everyone how great they are. That's what they want. Okay, what did Rav Chaim say? I'm going to quote you the quote in the Sefer. Litvoya el bainim shal gamudim vazuvim. To demand the shame, to be toveya the shame for people that are nebuch, lahagain al kavod aniyim, to protect the honor of the poor, ulahatzel oshuk miyad oishkay, and to defend the victims from the aggressors. You hear that? That's what the Rav. In other words, especially this day and age, you can make a phone call, you can find out if you put your chal into spoon into milk, that you can find someone else to answer your questions. You know, this day and age, people Google the shaylus. You know, but Reb Chaim says, not the function of Rav is, not the Musar Shemuz, these are all things gevaldik. It's to defend the victim from the aggressor. And I think Reb Chaim, I'm tired, I have no idea why Reb Chaim said this is it, but that... We have avis, you know, like a person. You have biological parents, Avram. Every person has biological parents, his mother and his father. And then you also have your major influence in life, your rebbeim. And Klai Yisrael, the nation as a whole, has the same thing. We have our avis, Avim Mitzvah Yaakov. We have our mothers, we have our imais, like Sarif Kola Haleya. They put into us physical, spiritual DNA. And then there's our rebbeim. Who's Klai Yisrael's Rebbe? Moshe Rabbeinu. And what is the Torah? Who's our Rav? Who's Klal Yisrael's Rav in history? The historic Rav? Moshe Rabbeinu. And what is the defining mida of Moshe Rabbeinu being in the Torah? Vayar ish mitzvi maki ishechem. He is being matzel the oshuk miyad oishkoi. He's defending the victim from the aggressor. And a few psukim later, the Torah again makes it. Doesn't the Torah didn't have to tell us this? The Torah could have just said he came to somebody's house. His name is Yisrael, so he had a daughter. He married his daughter. Torah goes into detail over here. The Torah goes into detail that Moshe Rabbeinu comes to a place and the shepherds are shepherding with the male shepherds are vayovi aroyim vaygarshu vayakim Moshe vayitzi vayoshiyim vayashke soinam. The Torah is emphasizing that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, the future Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, this was his defining midah, that to the hatzul oshuk miyad oishkei. Again, I'm not sure where Reb Chaim got it from, but it's clearly our Klal Yisrael's national Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. That's the midah that he had, and throughout the Torah, he's defending Klal Yisrael many, many times. Okay, that's that. I want to just say one more quick vart. Okay, there's only 3 minutes left, so I'm going to say very briefly. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is floating in the reeds in the Nile, wherever this was, okay, she goes bathe herself. What does it mean, bathe? Rashi brings the Medrash, Gemara and Saita. She went to be tayvel for to L'shem Geiris. Brisk Ravin, next week's parsha, either in Bay says he sees the mosque of Geirs before Mount Torah. Okay, Vanarasoch Zayadiyar Vateres Hateva. She sees this Teva B'Seif Haso B'Seif Hasov V'Tishches Hamasov V'Tikocha, and she sent her maidservant and she took it. So Chazal have machlekes both in Medrash Rabbah and Gemara Saita and Daf Yud Gimel on the Beis. What does it mean? V'Tishches Hamasov V'Tikocha. She sent forth her Amasa. So the Pashup Shad is her maidservant. Rashi says Eshev Chasa. Okay, the second shot is Rabbi Shem Doshan Lashon Yad, her Amma. She sent forth her arm to save it. Okay, so Chazal say that it went very far. Okay, so Prime Shulev says, what does that mean? Does it mean her arm stretched out miraculously, then it shrunk miraculously? So he says, no, everybody, you don't have to learn like that. You can learn Chazal's Nisim the following. Everybody has tremendous kaychas in them. We limit ourselves. We're constantly going through life limiting ourselves. You know, the whole idea of martial arts is that, you know, when you punch a wall, subconsciously you're putting back when you have a wall. But if you not see the wall, you just go through the wall. And that's what they train you. Because you Be'etzim inherently have tremendous kaychas, just we don't tap into it. The idea is that Bas Pari saw something, the pshat is, we normally say, oh, I can't do it, I can't get it. A person that taps into those deep reserves, there's no stopping for such a person. A person could go and accomplish tremendous. In the past, I said a story about Reb Zalman Volozhin, how he lifted up something very heavy to get a sefer. That because the idea is these people were able to tap into the hidden reserve. Yes, like the Rabbi Shemba said by Meir Simchas Levaya, he learned Torah like the way a mother every day, a mother would save a baby from a burning fire. They're able to pull apart the metal from a burning fire. And that's the idea. It's not the pshat, her arm stretched and then it stretched back. Everybody had that kayach to do it. People give up on themselves. But when something's part of deep, deep, deep of your belief system, you go ahead and do it. And that's what she did.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Also.